ينكرون فمن كره فقد برئ ومن أنكر فقد سلم. هذا الحذيفة رضي الله تعالى عنه says from the رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم that verily they will be appointed upon you such leaders that you will approve of some of the actions and you will disapprove of the actions. From those people that disapprove of their actions, meaning those leaders may do some wrong things. So these people disapprove, they dislike it. فَقَدْ بَرِيَا, they will be free from their sin. In other words, they are expressing some dislike. They are not happy with what they are doing. You get two types of people in one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That person who is not present at some sin taking place. For example, that said that sin may be taking place somewhere in the United States or in Europe at some football match, there's some guna, there's some liquor being taken, intermingling, people scantily dressed. Person is here in Saudi Arabia. The hadith is saying, Kana kaman shahidaha, it's as though this person is present there in that guna. And that person who's present there, for some reason he's caught up there in that sin, in that guna. He didn't go there by choice. He may be on the aeroplane and now they're playing music and people are drinking around him, there's intermingling, people are not dressed properly. But because he's forced to be on that flight, he's not happy about it. He's sitting there but he's upset that there's so much of guna taking place. Kana kaman ghaba anha, it's as though he is not there. So Allah Pak saves him from the guna. So this hadith also is saying this leaders appointed over you, they are committing sin, but you dislike it. فَقَدْ بَرِيَا, then you are free from sin. You are not part of their sin. وَمَنْ أَنْكَرَ فَقَدْ سَلِمَ, and that person that disapproves, he dislikes, he expresses his disapproval, then he will remain safe from sin. وَلَكِنْ مَنْ رَضِيَ وَتَابَ, however, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is cautioning those people that are happy and they are also following. In other words, if the president or the government or the authorities have legalized gambling, and now he's happy about it and he's part and parcel, now he's become permissible, we're all part of it. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is cautioning. So imagine immediately sahaba said, Qalu ya Rasulullah, they said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ala nuqatiluhum, should we not fight them, should we not wage jihad against them? Qala la, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, No, ma aqamu fikum salah, so long as the people are reading salah. Salah is such a thing, Allah Pak has created such a beautiful thing. Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. That the salah firstly is such a thing, it differentiates between a person being a Muslim and a non-Muslim. And the second thing is it will help a person ward off sins. If a person is habitual in certain sin, but he's particular, he's meticulous about his salat with ikhlas, correctly doing his salat, etc., and this will help him to ward off sins. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that because of this, that they perform their salah, so do not wage war against them. In other words, they are Muslims, number one. Number two is, inshallah, there is hope that these people, because of their salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that they will be able to leave this guna one day. Today's hadith and Umm al-Mu'mineen, Umm al-Hakim, Zainab bint Jahshin, radiyallahu anha, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dakhala alayha fazihan, Hazrat Zainab bint Jahsh, the mother of the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with her. She says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day he entered the home, but he entered the home afraid. He entered the home worried, concerned. يَقُولُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَيْلُ لِلْعَرَبِ مِنْ شَرْدِ قَدْ اِقْتَرَبِ. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said these words, that لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ, there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and who destruction be to the Arabs, مِنْ شَرْدِ قَدْ اِقْتَرَبِ, from that evil that is drawing very close. Imagine at that time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is warning of an evil that is drawing very close. فُتِحَ الْيَوْمِ مِنْ رَدْمِ يَأْجُوجَ وَمَأْجُوجَ مِثْلَ هَذِهِ وَحَلَّقَ بِأُصْبَعِيهِ الْإِبْهَامِ وَالَّتِي تَلِيهَا فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ أَنَهْلِكُ وَفِينَ الصَّالِحُونَ قَالَ نَعَمْ إِذَا كَثُرَ الْخَبُثِ. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was warning them what happened. That he said, today from the wall of Ya'juj wa Ma'juj, an opening opened up so much, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicated with his index finger and his thumb at the base of, the index finger at the base of the thumbs. So this small circle that you see, a small circle, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicated to Sahaba, that much opening opened up from the wall of Ya'juj wa Ma'juj. At that time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this. And then we said the Sahaba, this narrator of the hadith, Zainab bint Jahsh radiallahu anhu, saying that I said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is it possible that we be destroyed and amongst us they are pious people? In other words, we are in a community, they are pious people, we'll all be destroyed. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, إِذَا كَثُرُ الْخَبُثُ, if this wickedness, if this evil is in abundance. Ya ulama explained what is meant by this wickedness, this evil. One of the explanation they give is when prostitution, when lewdness, when the lack of haya, etc., it becomes in abundance. This is what is meant, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy the whole community just because there are people, this hadith is coming under the chapter of enjoining good and forbidding evil. Because this people that were doing their good, they saw the evil taking place around them, but it didn't affect them. They didn't, as we mentioned in the first hadith, they didn't even feel it in their heart. They didn't feel that this is wrong. Allah Pak, with their heart, they didn't make tasarruf, they didn't make dua that Allah Pak, you change the condition. Because they were happy to be in the condition, they were living in their own circle, they were doing their own thing. They were not concerned about the sin that took place around them. Even to that extent where they didn't make dua against it, that Allah Pak must change the condition. Then Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that these people also, when Allah's punishment comes down, these people also will be destroyed. So therefore how careful we got to be, not to be complacent about what is happening around us, but the bare minimum, if we cannot change conditions with our hands or with our tongue, the bare minimum we can do is we try and change the condition by making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, feeling bad in our heart. May Allah give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.